this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Did you notice anything different about today? I mean, did you notice that I didn't take this off and put on a sweater, change into these shoes? Well, ever since the day before yesterday, I've given a lot of thought to that little television set that we had here. I thought it might be really helpful for us to have one of our own right in this television house. So I think that I'd like to go to Negri's music store today and buy a television set. He's having a sale there. Come on out to the kitchen. I have this much money with me. I have a dollar bill and this change here. Can you tell the difference with change? I mean, do you know, for instance, that this is a quarter? That's a quarter. And this is a nickel. And that is a dime. And that is a penny. Do you know about those things? Well, which one would match up with this one? Would it be? Yeah, another quarter. And what about these? They're pennies. So they'd match up with that one, wouldn't they? So I have two quarters, one nickel, one dime, and three pennies, and $1 bill. That really wouldn't be enough money to buy a television set. No. But here's something else that I have. And it's called a credit card. See, it says neighborhood credit card, and then it has my name and a number here. And a credit card is sort of like a promise to pay for what you buy. And I'll use this to buy the television set. Some people don't use credit cards. They just talk with the shopkeeper and say to them that they have some money and they'll pay him that, and then little by little, they'll pay him the rest. That's sort of the same thing as using a credit card. But are you ready to come with me to Negri's music shop? Okay, we'll buy a television set for here. Joe.
How are you today?
I've decided to buy a television set.
Oh, I hope we can help you.
Well, I'd like to see what you have.
Fine. We have a lot of floor models here, Fred, that we have specials on. Different sizes. There's a tiny one on the end. It's a rather large one here. Are you interested in anything like that?
I don't. That's too big. But what about this? Is this color?
Yes, this is a color set. And it's quite a nice one. It's on special now, as I say. Here, I'll turn it on for you. takes it a few moments to warm up. Yeah. I'm sure you'll get a better picture than that at home.
Well, I thought I'd take it over to the room, you know, where you just pull it out, is that mm-hmm. it, and push
That's
it in?
That's all. Pull it out and push it in. I really like it. It's a very well-made unit and a very sturdy one, too.
How much is it?
It sells for $345, but I could let you have it for $295.
It's a good deal, but I think we can use it a lot. So can I use my credit card?
You certainly may.
All right.
Sure.
You have a system whereby you can pay so much at a time, don't you?
Yes, you can pay it monthly if you like. And we'll fill out your slip here.
Should I just take it with me?
I'll have it boxed up for you and have Mr. McFeely drop it by.
All right.
If that's all right with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh. Right there. How's everything else going?
Fine. I just came over to you right away today because...
Okay. Would you sign that, please, Fred?
Sure.
There's your copy.
How's your business?
Very good. Very good. Everything's moving along very well.
Do you have some customers over here?
Here's your credit card.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'll see that McFeely brings it over very soon.
Fine. Thanks very much,
Thank you, Fred.
Have a good day.
Okay. How are we coming, boys? You like the drum?
Hello. How are you today?
Thank you.
Good. Getting a television set here. I know that Joe Negri trusts me. You know, that paper that I signed, that was a promise that I would pay for the television set, little by little. Mm-hmm. Whenever Joe makes a promise to me, he always keeps it. And he knows that I'll keep mine. We have some time for some make-believe. Why don't we pretend that King Friday calls everybody to the castle so that they can see his television set and see different programs on it. Okay? That'll be our make-believe for today. Trolley. There it comes. Trolley, we're all set for make-believe. Are you? For the castle and the television set and all the people in make-believe. Ready, trolley? Okay, to the neighborhood of make-believe. There's the trolley there. So if you'll tell everyone to come, Niece Everlyn, they're all invited, and there'll be something for each person.
Oh, Uncle Friday, I just think it's so exciting.
Well, kings do exciting things.
And you're going to turn the set on at 13 and a half.
That's right. You just tell everyone now.
I will. I'll be back in a royal flash.
Excellent.
Dr. Bill?
Well, it's Lady Evelyn. Good day. And to what do we owe the pleasure of your visit?
The king has a television set.
Oh, I heard that he was getting one.
Well, it's here already, and it's ready to go.
Hey, well, will he let the rest of us see it?
He'd be delighted to. You're all invited to the castle, where he's going to turn it on at 13 and a half.
Well, I'll tell Elsie Jean and wee Anna. Oh, they'd be delighted.
Grand. I'll go and tell some of the others.
Can I help you spread the word to tell others?
Oh, Dr. Bill, that would be a help. If you could tell Daniel and Lady Elaine, then I'll tell X and Henrietta.
What about Corny?
Oh, we mustn't forget Corny.
No, well, he's right on my way. I'll stop by and I'll tell him.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Bill. See you at the castle at 13 and a half.
Right you are.
Thank you.
good news for you.
Meow, good news? Meow there.
The king just got a television set, and we're all invited to come and watch.
Meow, tell him, meow, meow, set. Meow, meow, neighborhood, meow, meow, believe?
That's right, and he's going to turn it on at 13 and a half.
Meow like to see meow. Meow, will he meow showing?
Well, I don't know, Henrietta, but he said there'd be something for everyone.
Hello. Hello, ladies.
Hi, X.
Hello, X.
How in the world are you both?
Just nifty-galifty. How are you?
Meow, 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 X.
Oh, I'm just fine, thanks. Now, what are you two talking about?
Meow Friday. Meow, meow, tell him, meow, meow, Seth.
Yes, and we're all invited to watch it at 13 and a half.
Oh, what's he going to be showing?
Well, I don't know, but he said there'd be something for everyone.
Hey, that's nifty. You suppose he'll have anything about oranges or Benjamin Franklin?
I don't know, but we can sure find out.
13 and a half, you say? That's not much time. I better finish up on my work. I'll see you all at the castle, okay?
Right. See you at the castle, yeah. X. See you at the castle, Henry.
Meow, 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 meow.
Uncle Friday? Uncle Friday.
Miss Haberlin.
Oh, Uncle Friday, I was just watching your TV.
I see what you were doing. And who gave you permission to touch this instrument?
Nobody, Uncle Friday. I was just...
I will be the one who turns the television set on and off. Is that clear?
Certainly, Uncle Friday.
Well, it is a very delicate instrument, you understand.
I understand, Uncle Friday.
And it takes a somewhat skilled person to operate it.
Oh, hello.
Hello, oh, yes, Aunt Sarah.
Sarah.
Hello, Niece Evelyn.
Cousin Tuesday.
Are you all ready for the big show on the television?
I certainly am. Hello, Dr. Bill.
Oh, Dr. Bill and Elsie.
Anna.
Yes, hello there.
Oh, I talked to Daniel and Lady Elaine and Corny. They'll all be along after a wee while here.
Oh, good. And I spoke to X and Henrietta, and they'll be here in just a minute.
If you're talking about me, here I am, everybody.
Welcome to you all.
And my feline friend is right beside me.
Meow, 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 everybody.
Yes, well, welcome to you both. Yes. Dr. Bill, did you tell all the others to be here at 13 and a half?
Oh, I did indeed, Your Majesty. I did indeed.
Well, it's 13 and a half now. We'll just have to go ahead without them.
I'm sure they'll be here as soon as they can, Uncle Friday.
Citizens of Make-Believe. Due to the thoughtfulness of your king, you are about to behold the miracle of television.
Oh, my, a program about nursing. That's what I'd like to see.
Oh, well, I guess that's enough of that for now. We can see more of that later.
This is a fine year for cat hats.
My, I hope we'll have a chance to see more of that later.
And in every possible fabric this year, whether you like roses or ribbons, velvet or voile, you certainly will find a cat hat for you.
Meow, X. Meow, never thought meow meow anything like this. Meow, want to come here meow meow day.
Well, I think that's enough of that nonsense.
Oh, Friday, it's not nonsense to everybody.
Well, we don't have time for any more of it now.
Babies had cradles that rocked long before their mothers and fathers had that comfortable rocking chair to settle into. Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, X. Great American inventor, if only Corny could be here to see this.
Yeah, he'd be so proud of Benjamin Franklin.
I thought everybody knew that Benjamin Franklin invented the rocking chair.
Shh, you guys, I want to hear. Following?
The amazing agricultural achievements of the Indians produced a distinctive style of cooking. The basis is corn, and corn is the Latin American staff of life.
Oh, I would love to be able to cook like that.
Oh, yes. I wonder if she ever puts crustaceans in them.
Well, I don't know. When toasted briefly
on a griddle... Oh, I think you all know most about that, don't you? Yeah, we'll turn to something else, though.
Today's edition of our friend, the stock market. Today, on our friend, the stock market, we will be talking about common stock.
Now, this is very important, and I want you all to pay very close attention. It will do you good.
This, of course, is a loaded question. However, it is a good question. What, then, is meant by common stock? A common stock...
Uncle Friday, do you really think this is worth it?
Of course it is.
But lots of us have other interests right now.
They can wait. This is something you'll need to know sooner or later.
Capital expenditures and its other expenditures. The capital expenditures vary, of course, from company to company. In the case of an airline, they may be buying new airplanes.
Did you get that? Did you understand that? Are you going to be turning it back to Benjamin Franklin? Of course not. Not when there's so much you can learn here. I see. Come on, Hen. Let's go.
Municipal bonds are those bonds which are issued by...
I think I have some patients that I'll have to see. Would you mind excusing me now?
Oh, where is X and where is Henrietta? Where have they gone?
I guess they... had to go home, Uncle Friday.
Don't they realize that this is good for them?
Well, it may be helpful to them someday, Friday, but I think they have other things on their mind right now.
Oh, but it's good for them. It will do wonders for them. It may even make geniuses out of the babies.
Do you really think so?
Of course. And the babies haven't complained or left since the program started.
Well... Little Tuesday couldn't leave Friday because he doesn't walk yet, you know.
Oh, my. I think that little Anna's fallen sound asleep.
Oh, has she?
But they just don't know what's good for them yet. I guess I'll have to teach them.
How are you going to do that, Uncle Friday?
From now on, all the people of make-believe will be here at 13:30 sharp. To spend 1.5 watching this program.
Is that an order, Friday?
A royal order. Niece Aberlin, you are responsible for telling everyone.
I don't think anyone is going to like it, Uncle Friday.
That's not your concern. Just see to it that they're all here at 13:30 tomorrow. That will do.
Oh, I'll just have to try to speak to him about this.
Well, I'd better get one of the Rinka Sanatinas home.
Bye-bye, Elsie Jean. Charlie, I just don't think King Friday understands.
Sometimes people like King Friday want you to learn something that you just don't feel ready to learn yet. Now you're interested in other things. Maybe that's the television. It's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery from the Negri Music Shop. Speedy delivery.
Well, Mr. McFeely, this isn't what I bought.
Oh, well, Joe Negri told me to tell you that the stand goes with the television set.
Oh, good.
And I have one more delivery outside, and that's the television set, and it's a little heavy. Could you give me a hand with it?
Sure, be glad
Alrighty.
To.
Alrighty.
That's a big box.
Yeah, there's a handle there. There we go.
Just made it through the door.
Okay.
Oh. Wait, did you bring that on your wagon?
On my delivery wagon? No. First, if I could get you to sign a delivery book.
Wasn't in a box when I bought it at the store.
All righty. Now, first thing here is to take the tape off.
Will you do it for me?
All right. There we go. Now, Mr. Negri said those are your directions and the warranty.
Oh, good. The warranty is like another promise.
That's right.
You know, that the set will be fixed if anything happens to it.
Now, let me see. If you could hold the box, right. I'll just pull the set out. It's a little heavy.
It is heavy, isn't it?
There we go. Now, let me see.
Here, I think it'd be good to put it over here.
All righty. I'll be right over
there.
A
good place for it.
So on.
There.
There we go. Now you have a plug here.
Yep.
Check this out for you here.
Back there.
Okay.
What do you do? Just.
Just plug it in. I'll have to make some connections here and.
Boy, I certainly would never. Work on the inside of a television set. You have to go to school quite a while to learn what to do with them.
Well, I yeah. couldn't work with them either. I know how to deliver them, but I certainly wouldn't want to work on them.
You don't know how to make them, do you, Mr.
McFeely? No, I don't know that. Just deliver them.
If anything ever happens to this set, I'll get Joe Negri to get me somebody to fix it.
Well, that's a very good idea. Now, I think it's all hooked up for you here. And I've got some more deliveries to make for Mr. Negri, so I'll just speedy delivery right on out of here already.
You can't even stay to see it?
No, sir, not today. And, oh, do you mind if I take the box?
Not at all.
I want to use it for some storage at home.
Okay, wait a minute. There's one more. Yeah.
Well, that's for you.
Another little bit about the television.
Oh, almost forgot my delivery book. I'll just put that in there. All right.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Well, happy viewing.
Thank you.
Let me see here.
Not so heavy with...
Not so heavy. It's light now.
Yeah, without the television.
Well, good day to you, Mr. Rogers.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. There. Give my best to Mrs. McFeely.
I will. Good day.
Good day. Let's take a look at it, okay? This is where we... Wasn't this the knob we turned it on? I think so. This is the channel that our program's on, so we'll just see. There it is. Remember before? See, if I put my hand up like this, it goes up on the television and down. It's just like a moving picture. And I'll put both hands up. See them both come down. Now I'll turn it off. I'm not there anymore. But I'm a real person. Yeah, I still live. Even though the picture isn't on the television. I'll turn it on once more, okay? There it is. Like that. That in here it looks like there's television, 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 television. We'll do more. We'll do lots of things with this. Yeah, we can probably see other programs.
Second, stainless.
Restore the natural.
Ben, make superstretch to hold.
There we are. Back with you. Well, it's almost time for me to go to my real home, but you and I'll have more time together and more things to do together tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how, don't you? By just your being you. Sure, I'd rather have a friend like you than any toy or any television set. Yeah, you know, we get ideas together. When people play together, they get ideas of things to play about. That's what's great about having a friend, yeah. And I like you just the way you are. Mm-hmm. Right now. And tomorrow, too. See you then. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.